Well, Gary, a rare draw at St Andrews. What were your thoughts from the 90 minutes?
Yeah, my thoughts were that we knew that Fulham would come and pass the ball quite well in central areas. We've got some very, very good technical players, and most of their stuff goes through the middle of the pitch. So we started with the three midfielders, knowing that we could obviously change it whenever we wanted to. I was actually quite surprised. I think Fulham paid us a lot of respect, and a lot of respect for what they needed to do, in as much as they played a back four of centre halves. They made sure they were very, very defensive. Parker and Ince sat in front of the back four, and made it very, very difficult for us to find space. And I think that, at times, first half, certainly we should have switched the ball a lot more, screaming onto the pitch, can we get the ball out to the right? Because that really was our outlet, and that really was where the space was. Caddis and David Costa, and I thought when we did switch it, we actually put some decent balls in the box and couldn't quite get on the end of it. So conceded a poor counter-attack, probably 5 minutes before the goal, and it was a little warning sign to us, because for any side, we've seen it, any side that drops right in and breaks out quite quickly with the quality that they've got are going to be dangerous, in the end, one counter-attack. It was a very, very poor discipline from us. I think it was Michael made a run down the side of a pitch and just needed to sit on the edge. Ball went in the box, cleared. They end up scoring again. I think probably Thomas or Philly should have done much better with a shot and spilled it, went in the goal. So at that point, you think we've got a lot to do. In a pretty even first half, I felt there wasn't really a lot in it. Very difficult to create space, and we needed to find a lot more quality. So second half, I asked just for a reaction. Come on, let's try and play with a bit more quality. Let's get more balls in the box. Can we switch the ball to the right? And I thought we did that. We put balls in at will. I think really there was only one team really looking to win the game. And again, we get one or two chances. I think a really, really great chance with Clayton hits the post, comes back, pops up off the back of the keeper, just sits there nicely for him. And at that point, you think there's the winner, 2-1, and he manages just to scoop it over the bar. So that's the way it's going at the moment. Just like Wolves last week, we've created chances, we couldn't quite finish them. It's frustrating. But at the same time, you have to say that we've still shown bags of character second half to put the amount of balls into areas that we did, but just didn't quite have the finish at the end of it.
Some Blues supporters may have been surprised that you retained the three-man midfield today. How close were you to going back to 4-2-3-1 from the start?
Well, it's been a funny one this season, because if you actually look at some of our best performances, it's actually been when we've had three midfielders on the pitch. You look at Ipswich at home, Dave Davies actually played wide left, and we end up winning the game 3-0. Derby away, we did a similar thing. We just felt as though we'd need to block the middle of the pitch up today defensively, and we'd actually get more joy. But we did a little bit of work on Friday. If we needed to, we could switch it to a 4-2-3-1. And as it happened, we ended up doing that, and probably again looked a bit better. But I think you have to be flexible enough to do it. I think it's always, I think you could come off the pitch, and if I'm someone that's not involved in the team, I could say, can we play two strikers? I can say, can we play 4-3-3? I can say whatever I want, as opposed to what we actually did, because we didn't win the game. And that's the thing, but we've won lots of games this season. Brentford away, Leeds away, some really, really good performances with three midfielders on the pitch. And I just think it's a little bit more composure in the opposition's half, a little bit more composure when we're in and around the box, rather than necessarily who's in there and what players are playing in what positions.